What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We have a special guest in studio this morning. You do hear him on KMOX often. CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. Thank you so much for coming in studio today.
It is a great pleasure to be here at KMOX in the great city of St. Louis. Of course, I was born and raised just north of here, so it's like coming home.
I did not realize that. Where were you born and raised?
I was born in the town of Decatur, Illinois, but spent most of my childhood in Beardstown, Illinois. It's a small town about 90 miles due north of here, along with my three brothers, and two of whom now live here in the St. Louis area. I think they're both listening. I'm going to get my critique sheet from them when I meet them for breakfast later this morning. So I'm here to visit with them, visit with you, and then I've got to do a speaking engagement down in the Ozarks later in the week.
I have to tell you, I did not know that we were both born in the same town.
You were born in Decatur?
I'm a Decatur girl as well. Oh, and then we moved over near Springfield, Illinois.
Whereabouts?
Chatham.
Yeah.
Yeah. My mom still lives in Chatham, just south of Springfield. Yeah. What do you know? It's a small world, isn't it?
It is a small world.
So I do want to talk to you about, you know, some of how you got to be a CBS News military analyst. And then we'll get into some of the meat of some of the things going on in the world right now. But I'm really curious, you know, how did you fall into that role where you're the one we call when we want to know what's happening in Russia and Ukraine and in Iran?
Yeah, I've often said serendipity has ruled my life, and this is certainly an example of that. I was teaching at the United States Naval Academy. I'd retired from active duty, and I was a civilian professor of leadership at the Naval Academy. And in February of 2003, shortly before the invasion of Iraq, my phone rings, and it's some guy in New York at CBS saying, hey, he said to me, we think there's going to be a war. And I said, man, you're a flipping genius. What was your first clue? Like 200,000 GIs in Kuwait? And he said, we're gathering together some experts to provide commentary, and somebody recommended me. And I had to be in New York for another reason the following week, so we chatted. I said, well, I'll come by the studio if you like. And he said, that'd be great. So there I go. And sure enough, they say, we want to bring you on board. And so I did that throughout the period of the actual invasion and the immediate post-combat. And then I was sitting in New York in May of 03 when the President Bush gives a speech below the big banner, mission accomplished. I'm sitting there with my producer, and she turns to me and she said, what do you think is going to happen? And I said, well, I'll tell you, I think it's going to be pretty ugly for a while, never realizing it in my wildest dreams how ugly it would be. And she said, you know, I think we're right. We're going to get rid of everybody else. We're going to keep you. And now I've been there 22 years. And of course, because this is also based on 30 years in the military and having commanded troops in combat during the Gulf War and all the experience I've had.
So people may not realize we look at a sheet every day and it includes all the top stories, and we can call into CBS and say, hey, we want to talk with so-and-so about this story. So that means that not only when we request you, probably there are dozens of other stations that want your time as well. What is that like to go from station to station and probably answer pretty much the same questions over and over again?
Yeah. Well, it can be very hectic depending on what happens. If you get those particular days when something big is going down, you're just going. I mean, I remember like when Osama bin Laden was taken out, you know, I was going like every 15 minutes for like 8 hours. Okay. And then there are days when there are other issues going on. Let's say there's the Los Angeles fires, which obviously is a topic that I don't know anything about. And for the number of days, I'll do almost nothing. So it can be pretty doggone hectic, and it demands a lot of time for you to prepare and make sure you're up to speed on what's going on, number one. And number two, I try to remind myself, you know, every person, you're right, a lot of people ask pretty much the same questions, but every person who's listening is hearing it for the first time. So I owe it to them to do the best I can in delivering that and giving my best analysis. In fact, how this all started, it's funny, when I did my first interview, I can remember distinctly what was happening. I was in Annapolis because I was teaching the Naval Academy, and I was sitting at a bar having a beer, and I was really kind of depressed. This may sound silly. I was depressed because I had just recently retired from active duty, and here I am, and I'd been in, you know, the Gulf War, and I'd been to Bosnia, and I'd been to Kosovo, and I'd been to Salvador, and I'd been to all these places, and now you're like the fire horse that doesn't get to pull the wagon anymore, and I knew a lot of my buddies were there, and I was really kind of depressed, and I remember thinking to myself, you know, by serendipity, my responsibility now is to try to explain these very complex topics to the American people in as concise and a clear fashion as I can. So my first interview I did sitting at the bar drinking a beer, thinking that along the way.
What I've always noticed about our discussions when you come on KMOX is that you stick to the facts, you stick to your base of knowledge, and you don't get into politics. Is that something you decided on early on?
Yeah. I mean, my job is I am an analyst. And I really get upset when people say, well, you're a pundit. No, I'm not a pundit. A pundit has a perspective. I'm an analyst. I think I'm a big baseball fan, as we talked, and I think of myself as an umpire. I'm calling balls and strikes. You may not like my strike zone. That's fine. And we can talk about that. But I'm calling balls and strikes, and it's based in fact and analysis. Okay. And the political part of that does get in there because it shapes the conversation to a degree. But I'm not an advocate for any political party. In fact, I make a real severe personal effort. I don't donate money. I'm not a member of any political party. And I think that's one of our responsibilities in the news to be, you know, the honest broker in telling the stories, whatever they are, based on factual analysis.
Well, I want to get into some of the stories. We need to take a quick break and then we'll be back and we'll talk about some of the current headlines that the colonel can talk to us about. It's now 8:48.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You are back with Total Information AM here on KMOX, and we are back with CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McCausland. We were visiting some moments ago about how he actually got into this work of analysis, so let's let him do his job now. I have a number of questions for you. One of those is about the National Guard. Obviously, we are watching with anticipation to see what happens in Chicago, because there is a continuing threat of the president sending the National Guard into Chicago. And one of the things I've heard people say is this is not really what these men and women are trained for.
Absolutely correct. I mean, the National Guard is trained for three missions. One is combat. As we speak, my nephew is a major Wisconsin National Guard, and he is in Kuwait on a deployment. So they prepare for those type of deployments. Second thing that the National Guard is trained for is humanitarian assistance. After a big disaster, think the fires in Los Angeles, for example. And a third thing is crowd control, large-scale crowd control if there is a major social unrest. I can remember, as a child, the active military and National Guard going in Detroit and Newark after the assassination of Martin Luther King, when there was vast social unrest. Rodney King riots in Los Angeles, vast social unrest. But they're not trained for law enforcement. And furthermore, legally, they cannot perform law enforcement when the National Guard is activated by the federal government. Now, the governor of an individual state can call up, again, let's say there's a natural disaster, and call up the Guard, and the Guard can do law enforcement when under the control of the governor. But when put under the control of the federal government, which the president has proposed to do and has done in Los Angeles, that's quite different. Now, there is one exception to that, and that, of course, is Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, that's a separate federal entity. The legal provisions for that are under what's called the Home Rule Law, and the president has greater discretion there. But they're not trained for, nor, by read, are they legally allowed to do that. And, you know, finally, when you talk about the legality for a moment longer, this is an American tradition. If you go back and read the Declaration of Independence, you will find a listing Thomas Jefferson crafted of all the reasons why we were going to separate from Great Britain. Well, why are we doing this? That's what the Declaration of Independence is all about. And about five or six of the reasons we're going to leave Great Britain is the king had used the royal army against the citizens, us. That's why we left. And this is why Americans don't like this. And of course, that's encapsulated further in 1879 with the Posse Comitatus Act, which forbids federal forces from performing law enforcement.
When we look at other issues going on around the world, we talk to you a lot about our relationship with China, Taiwan, Russia, Ukraine, Iran, Israel, the Palestinian people. What for you right now do you feel like is the most critical national security issue facing the United States?
Well, you got to focus on Ukraine. And the reason you have to focus on Ukraine is, of course, it's an ongoing conflict and literally thousands of people are being killed and injured. And furthermore, the Russians describe the war in Ukraine as a war with the West, in which they say the Ukrainians are a pawn. And any kind of combat like that involving the Russian Federation, which has 1,500 to 2,000 or more strategic nuclear weapons, is one you got to keep your eye on. That's a focal point for obvious reasons. And we have been lucky, or we have been strategic, choose your adjective, in that that has not escalated into a major conflict or confrontation between the United States and the Russian Federation in the last 3 years. But we can't be lulled into a false sense of security that could not, in fact, happen. So all those things are concerning. That one concerns me the most because of what would happen if it escalated. But we got our plate full right now between the war in Gaza. Yes, we conducted this military mission to set back the Iranian nuclear program, which was an amazing military operation. But I always used to say from my time working in the Pentagon and working in the White House, the one question that's most infrequently asked in Washington, D.C. is, and then what? And then what? Okay, we did that. Okay, and then what? What are you going to do now? You want to go back and do that every 6 months or so to make sure they... And you want to invade a country of 90 million people? We invaded Iraq. That was kind of hard. Iran would be a lot worse. So those kind of things worry me as well. But because of that possible confrontation with the Russians, Ukraine is one I keep my eye on.
One last question for you, and this is about the military parade that the Chinese government had. It was very fascinating to see some of the technology that they have put together. But I kept hearing people say, well, it's untested in combat. You know, What was that, and what should we take from that display?
Well, the first thing you should take from that is, remember, it's for domestic consumption primarily. Okay? When the Communist Party of China celebrated their 75th anniversary, they would talk about how Mao Zedong had brought China unity, and Deng Xiaoping had brought China economic prosperity, and Xi Jinping had brought China strength. And this is a demonstration of strength and manpower and parades and soldiers and airplanes and drones. So it shows massive Chinese capability. That's for the external audience, but there's a strong internal audience. Second, it showed unity of purpose. Who was there? Well, you have Kim Jong-un from North Korea is there, and you got Putin there, and we're showing this dramatic unity of these three guys and their countries, the so-called axis of upheaval, which is worrisome. The last thing I took away from it was, heretofore, and the Chinese have always had parades, instead of the North Koreans, but the technology, I would argue, were sort of carbon copies of what we had produced in the West, whether it was fighter planes or tanks or whatever it was. This was a little different because it shows the Chinese as an advanced industrial society, now showing an awful lot of creativity and a lot of advanced technology. So it's not all mimicry. My example, which I thought was kind of silly, but they had it out there on parade, was they had a robot wolf they were going to integrate in the, and I thought, okay. But this is more of a demonstration of now, more a bit of creativity than just, you know, copying what we do here in the West.
That is CBS News military analyst, retired Colonel Jeff McClausen. I'm sorry, our time has come up. I understand that you're going to stick around and talk with Chris and Amy next. So good to have you here in studio today.
My great pleasure.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.